Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
We've been arguing with you all day long. He's gone. Where do we go from here? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. The coaching search continues minus John Harbaugh. And Mike, as this information came down last night, late last night, as a matter of fact, many of you were asleep when we got word that Harbaugh was finalizing a deal and all the things with the New York Football Giants. And Mike, look, for the Falcons, they had not pinpointed one particular individual. They had said, we're going to talk to all of these guys.
Right.
We had talked about on our show specifically who we liked and the reasons why. I love the idea of Harbaugh, experience, integrity. He instantly brings you credibility, blah, blah, blah. It's the same reason the Giants hired him. It's why the Giants went all in. But now, this doesn't change anything for the Falcons. And for those of you who are like, well, I wasn't really a Harbaugh guy. Great. But whoever this is, still comes in, Mike, with the task of building culture, winning immediately, fixing, check that, making our quarterback better,
right,
making the offense better. None of this changes that it's not Harbaugh, unfortunately for me, because that's who I really wanted. But I'm not so disappointed because I do like the candidates that are also in play, to include Clint Kubiak.
Right. Now, I like Kubiak because I want to get the most out of Michael Penix Jr. And one way or the other, either evaluate him in a no-nonsense evaluation and say, yeah, this is working, this isn't. We're just talking about this off the air. We're going to have to spend, I don't know, I hate to say the name, Mariota-like money to find some kind of backup, which might be 15 to 20 mil, you know, some kind of journeyman, you know, unless we get some really good news about Penix's recovery and rehab and all that. But
Marcus, you know, O'Mara.
But yeah, we were just going round and round. Two things, man. Two things can be true.
All right.
This is a good job in Atlanta. The Giants is a better job. The Giants are a better franchise. The Giants are one of the pillars of the National Football League. We are not. Not that that matters to Harbaugh, but that's the facts. They've got four Super Bowls, okay? They've played in five. They're good, you know? And they were in the playoffs just a couple of years ago with Dable, you know? And then the wheels kind of fell off. So, and they have Jackson Dart, and it's the number one media market in the country. And if you can do it with the Giants, that's a pretty darn impressive, you know, feather in your cap for any coach, no matter what your history. So that's part of it, you know? But that doesn't mean we're not going to get a great coach. It's just, yeah, it stings a little bit. I'm with you. I kind of like the idea of Hart, not as much as Kubiak, but I like to at least have the chance to get that second interview face-to-face.
Well, remember the last time we were in this coaching hunt, right, in the last cycle, just a few years ago, and his brother was available. And, you know, his brother now has turned the Chargers into a perennial playoff team, Mike, in just a short period of time. Even though they had been in the playoffs, they had failed, and then that's why they changed coaches. But we weren't even in the mix for him. And as I tweeted out this morning, I put him up. See Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. And I think some people are in their bag, Day-Day. I think some people are feeling some kind of way, or either they're too close to it, Mike, as we like to say, when it comes to the Falcon organization. Because the perception of this situation, whether you like it or not, is that the Falcons always are second fiddle. When right. We have an opportunity to capture the moment, to take it in, and hey, we're going after the best guy and we're going to get him, Mike, no matter what. Now, here's the part of this equation that we don't know. Guys, you are where you are because you want to be there. You're married because you want to be there. You're single because you want to be single. You're dating because you want to date. But Harbaugh is in New York because that's where he wanted to be, and we didn't know that part of the equation. But let's not fool ourselves about the perception, Mike. When have we ever gone out and just grabbed that guy right. In these coaching cycles? And you know what, who the number one guy is? And everybody, let's not argue about this. I said this to Mike today, and we both laugh. The first guy off the board is the number one guy, okay? Right. I don't care what team he went to. He's the guy that everybody wanted. Now all these other dominoes are going to fall.
Right, and, you know, with Stefanski, I know there's a lot of folks who really go to bat for Stefanski, say this guy, you know, he was a victim of, I'm a victim of circumstance, like Three Stooges, which is actually kind of how they were run in Cleveland. But, you know, he's a good offensive mind. He would maximize this offense. He would look at what we've got and say, look, there's Bijan, figure it out. You know, and I'll get Penix on track. Okay, I think Kubiak can do it. I'm a little leery of a guy who's under 500 for his career. I think that's a bit of a blemish, regardless of the circumstances. I'd rather have a young guy get it off the tree and hope we grow with this guy and we get something special.
Yeah, here's the issue with the young guys. And by the way, I welcome Kubiak. I told you guys Stefanski is still in my hunt. I put out my new list this morning. I added Brian Flores to that. I said I like him because I know that he will come in, Mike, and there will be accountability with Brian Flores. How good of a head coach he's going to be the second time around, I don't know. The problem, though, is the perception of this particular coaching class right now is, Mike, retreads and young coordinators with limited experience.
Right.
That's what you're looking at. That's this group, guys. So if you're looking at it and you go, hey, I really like a lot of these guys, but who really stands out? That's the perception of this group. 404-726-0929 as we talk about Harbaugh off the board and our Falcons still searching. They have interviewed Jeff Hafley, by the way, the DC for the Packers.
Right.
Who came in and interviewed, or at least they interviewed him today. So the interview process continues.
Right, and we also learned today through the reports from New York that, he did interviews for some other jobs. He even spoke with Todd Bowles, but apparently Todd Monken is coming. John Harbaugh, I should say, to New York. So that'll be Jackson Dart. It'll be, well, some would say tough love for Jackson Dart to be the best quarterback he can be.
And I bet you he excels.
Right.
I now, bet you he does.
The only thing with Jackson Dart is they've just got to figure out, you know, you got to know when to hold him, then when to fold him. You got to slide, son, because you can't be, you know, getting concussed every other week. Same thing that Jaden Daniels, for other reasons, has got to figure out in D.C., but that's part of it. So Stefanski, we talked about Kubiak. Vance Joseph? To me, Vance Joseph is like, that's Raheem Morris 2.0. That's the D.C. from the Broncos. I'm not interested in that. Jesse Minter's getting a lot of love.
He is.
The D.C. for the Chargers. And then we spoke yesterday about Don Shula's grandson, Chris Shula, who's getting a lot of interviews with everybody. But that kind of gets into the same category as Kubiak as far as never been there, done that as a head coach.
Yeah. And by the way, as we discuss this today, you can hit us up, find us social media or text us and tell us who your guy is. Because I love having these conversations with guys that are like, Dukes, you all wrong about this. Who's your candidate, sir? Who do you want?
Right.
Who do you want? 404-726-0929. Don't be on the fence. If you are that confident that the next head coach that's selected by Matt Ryan is going to come in here and do all the things we need, and we turn into a winning, consistently winning franchise. Call your shot, but don't come at us and be like, and you don't know who the hell you even want.
I said it from the jump before the whole process started. Kubiak was the guy that I was interested in. I think Ian Cunningham is still my guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I just love his resume.
GM.
Yeah, working with the Eagles, you know, working with Howie Roseman, working with the Ravens. Those are the teams you want to be around for the things that they've done to be consistently good and drafting so well year after year, plus the right moves free agent-wise. Kubiak's been doing it from a GA at Texas A&M, making all the stops along the line, going with his dad. His dad basically taught Shanahan the offense, as you brought up. You know the dad from your time in Houston.
Kubiak was the head coach. Kyle Shanahan was the youngest offensive coordinator in the history of the league at 27 years old. Clint Kubiak came up in that system, and that's how I know them.
Right.
So this is absolutely a great tie-in for Matt Ryan, who now is very familiar with the offense. But the reality is, yes, it makes total sense if this is where you're going to go from an offensive standpoint. But I still have to say this. Does that mean Jeff Ulbrich is your DC? Because you can't just dismiss that aspect of it. Are you going to allow Clint Kubiak to come in here and go, hey, I'm bringing in all my guys. And again, he's fairly young still. But I'm going to bring in the guys that I trust. And you're going to move on from Jeff Ulbrich? Because I think it's a plus. Yeah. If you keep Ulbrich and if you're hiring a young Kubiak.
The stuff I've been putting up at social media, and again, he's put him up. C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL, on the Twitter, or the X, if you call it that. But we were talking about, I've been under the assumption he would embrace the idea of Ulbrich because Ulbrich is friends with Salah, Salah's friends with Shanahan, they're all kind of interlinked, so it makes sense to me from all the West Coast ties with the Niners.
Totally. And that's the other part about this. Like, you're taking one of these situations where I don't have to worry about hiring or going after chase another DC. This is why they didn't allow, at least in our opinion, they didn't allow him to interview elsewhere, and I don't think they're going to, until the head coach is in place. Now, Mike, we also know this. Atlanta, a lot of times these head coaches, this is already being discussed. So let's just say they talk to Kyle or Clint Kubiak, and they say, hey, you take the job. We really like Jeff here. He's done a hell of a job. Look at what we did, second in the league in sacks, blah, blah, blah. And Kubiak says, hey, look, I have no problem with that. Okay, so when the job is then announced, it's not a surprise to the head coach. So don't be like, taken back by, I can't believe they're keeping Jeff Ulbrich. If that is part of this equation, Mike, it's probably already or going to be discussed way before anybody takes this job.
Mark Raimondi is going to join us a little bit later. We'll get his take on what he thinks. Stefanski, Kubiak. I mean, another thing is, if you bring in a defensive-minded coach, does the coach have his staff? Or you and I talked about it. Do you have your staff in play when you come in with your whatever is your media presentation? Here's your bullet points. Or are you amenable to, like, what if Matt's like, yeah, you know, what about Mike McDaniel coming in as your OC if you hire a defensive coordinator?
I'm with it.
Coach?
We said this. Like,
you know, I got no problem with that.
Me neither, brother. I like that idea. And this is the thing. You can mix and match. It gives you some real options. But let's not fool ourselves. This is a locker room craving accountability. We didn't have enough of it.
Nope.
This is also a franchise that needs a coach who's going to come in and command respect. This is also a franchise that needs culture. So I don't care how you mix and match all this stuff. That's what this is about. That is why the Giants...
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Immediately went all in on Harbaugh because they believe, Mike, that he's going to be able to bring that. And you said it, the package deal with Monken. And some people, I heard Falcon fans today, well, I didn't want Monken. What, are you crazy?
I mean, Monken's pretty darn good. Do you not remember what he did in Georgia? Now, I don't know, as I said to Carl, I don't know what the heck happened these last few years. You know, he had an MVP season, then he had a season where there was no communication, apparently, with Lamar Jackson. You know,
whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.